It's a special Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Veterans, go to the front of the line. We'd love to hear from you today. Talk about one thing I love hearing about from veterans is the brotherhood that they share with federal veterans and what that means. And one of the great honors of my life was spending some time at the World War II Memorial with North Dakota World War II vets in the honor flight effort. Rough Rider honor flight that went out of Bismarck and the WDAY honor flight that went out of Fargo, and there was another effort out of Grand Forks. I forget the total number, but thousands of North Dakota vets, virtually every North Dakota vet that wanted to go was there, and they were there not to be honored themselves. In fact, very often would bristle at that idea that they were honored. But boy, the ones they left behind, that was tough. The friendships that were prompted from their time together in a foxhole, phenomenal. And so, vets, if you want to give a shout out to another vet, feel free to do that. We'll put you to the front of the line today. And for the rest of us, it's a small price to pay to say, you know what, I want to thank a vet today. So if you've got a story to share, please call us at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Charles Krauthammer at the bottom of the hour. He's written the book, Things That Matter. You watch him on the Fox News Channel, read him in the Washington Post. But it's a neat opportunity to hear from Charles Krauthammer. But otherwise, it's all vets all the time. Today on the program, Jan and Bismarck has a shout out for a vet at 701-258-0550. By the way, Steve Bakken back tomorrow, off today doing dog duty, actually transporting that dog back and forth from Portland. But Steve will be back tomorrow, so it's yours truly solo today. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. 800-228-0550. Jan and Bismarck, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind on this Veterans Day edition.
Good morning. I just wanted to let all of the veterans know that Applebee's is honoring our veterans by providing a free meal off of a special menu to veterans. I believe they just have to come in with a military ID. I know it's in Bismarck. I believe it's in all of the Applebee's, for sure across North Dakota.
It's a great thing that Applebee's does. I know they've done that in years past. And by the way, if you know of something today that's a special way to honor vets like Jan's doing, carte blanche. Feel free to give a shout out or a plug or whatever to anything that's going on that honors vets today, because that's a very nice thing to do, without question. I know the folks at Schwann's were on recently, and through today they actually are giving out meal tickets for a big vets meal that they're going to be doing coming up, and that's going on in Bismarck Mandan. So just a lot of really neat things that are being done for veterans. Jan, do you have a particular veteran story that is near and dear to your heart?
I don't. My dad is a World War II veteran. He passed away in 86. I am a 54-year member of the American Legion Auxiliary. I have uncles, brother-in-law, nephews, friends that have all served in the military, Marines, Air Force, and Army, but we don't have any Navy in our family.
I'll tell you what, a lot of patriotism there, but, that's wonderful. And obviously that's one of the reasons you called today, to make sure those vets get honored. Appreciate it, Jan, very much. Thanks so much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want your stories about a vet in your family, in your circle, a coworker, whatever. What veteran story most inspires you? Will you share it with us today? Dave up in Minot sends a story about his favorite vet, his dad, a World War II veteran. Lynn Oz, farm boy from rural North Dakota, wound up in the Battle of the Bulge, hugging the ground as the German bullets whizzed over his head in the worst winter Belgium had in a century. Of 65 in his unit, he was one of only five that walked out of the bulge 2 months later. Then they regrouped, flew in gliders over the Rhine River to start the march to Berlin. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thanks, Dave, for sharing that story, and a shout-out to Lynn Oz, World War II vet. I love it. Lloyd in Jamestown is a vet, so we're going to put him to the front of the line here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lloyd, welcome to What's on Your Mind, and thanks for your service, sir.
Well, thank you for giving a shout-out to all the veterans today. I'm just very happy to see this. Someone has dedicated yourself to giving the veterans a shout out.
That's an easy part to do, Lloyd. You know, just yakking into a microphone. You and your fellow veterans said the hard stuff. Least we can do is on Veterans Day pause and do it a little different and make sure we're properly thanking and recognizing your great service. Tell us about where you served, where and when.
I was in Vietnam in 1969, serving a long-range recon team. It was a little harrowing. I would do it again if asked, but I'm a little old. But for the first, I'm gonna do something. It didn't take much more courage today than I had to demonstrate back in those days. I got talked into giving my first Veterans Day speech. It's gonna take everything I've got.
Isn't that something? Well, I know you'll have a lot of support. Where are you doing that, Lloyd?
Hunter, North Dakota.
In Hunter, North Dakota, what time and where?
2 o'clock, and it's at, which church is it at? I can't remember which church it's at.
All right, it's at a church in Hunter, North Dakota, and we'll make sure we get that information before the end of the program, but I'm guessing they'll find you in Hunter, right?
Oh, I'm thinking there'll be a pretty good crowd. My sister said that it's a very patriotic town.
That's awesome, and this is you're saying you're coming out of your box a little bit. It's not like you to get up and give a speech, huh?
Oh, it's not like me at all. But my wife's an English teacher, so she's been coaching me. She said, stand up straight, take deep breaths. And then I added, don't wet yourself.
What are you going to talk about, Lloyd?
I'm going to talk about the traits of veterans relating to the different veterans I know and talk about some veterans that I knew that are passed away now. And I'm going to steal your line, faith, family, and freedom.
Well, that's what you fought for. And all those other veterans, and I tell you, Lloyd, more than any other group of veterans, what Vietnam veterans faced after coming back, being caught in a political swirl, is a black chapter in American history. It's really, really sad. And that's why I hope folks take a little extra special time to find a Vietnam vet on this Veterans Day and do something. As I told the story at the beginning of the program, I saw a vet one time at a doctor's office. He had a hat on, Vietnam vet. I went up, shook his hand, and said, thank you for serving in that conflict. And he said, you know, you're the first person that's ever done that. Here's a guy nearly 7 years of age, for the first time had somebody thank him for his service in Vietnam, which just broke my heart. But unfortunately, that's what not an uncommon story, and worse, actually, in some of the treatment you guys got. So that was a sad chapter, Lloyd, and the best we can do now is make amends for it, you know?
Well, just give a shout-out for all those brave young women that are still serving for us. That's number one for me.
All right, and if anybody knows where Lloyd is speaking at 2 o'clock this afternoon, which church in Hunter, let us know. Otherwise, just storm the churches till you find where Lloyd's at today at 2 o'clock. Sounds like a good time. I'll be in Butte, North Dakota tonight thinking of you, Lloyd, and I appreciate your call very much. Going up to the American Legion post. Potluck supper at 6, program at 7. And it's up in McLean County, so looking forward to that very much. Happy to honor the request for some folks up there that say, would you come up and speak about veterans? Oh, would I? I'd love to. Let's get one more here. We might have to carry this one into the other half of the break here. But is it Steingrimmer? Am I saying your name right?
Yeah, that's the name, my good man.
Well, good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm an I-signer from up in Pamela County, and we get coming loud and clear up here. I grew up in Mountain, North Dakota. I'm up here. I'm living in Bloomington now, Minnesota. I'm scanning the inductees, the draftees. Hit photos of the World War II veterans in Pamela County and thought I would call. My uncle Steingrimmer was the first soldier from Pamela County killed in action in World War II. He ended up in Australia when MacArthur was kicked out, or I should say when he retreated from the Philippines. He set up command down in Australia, and his command was to dislodge the Japanese, and my uncle was killed in the Battle of Buna, one of the first battles to dislodge the Japanese, and it was some bloody stuff. But anyway, so I'm listening and enjoying it, and I thought I would call in, and what a great show.
Tell me his name again.
His name is Stangreamer Stanelson, which is my name. And it's a small mountain community in 20 miles from Canada. And, and so I'm scanning. I'm trying to get a list of the Pembina County veterans of World War II.
Well, do me a favor. Hang on a second. I want to talk about that. When you talk about scanning, you're talking about preserving this history, and that's some heroes are doing that in a lot of places. I want you to tell me more about that when we come back from the break. And your call's welcome, too. Shout out to Vets Welcome at 701-258-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hillen. Steve Bakken back tomorrow joining me. My partner, 701-258-0550-800-228-0550. Your shout-outs for Vets Welcome. Veterans are putting you to the front of the line. And we were talking with, are you in Mountain now? You said you live in Bloomington, but are you back in North Dakota now?
Yes, absolutely. I was in Mountain, and I was at the museum in Cavalier just a minute ago.
All right, and you're here trying to preserve the history of veterans, in your case, from up there around Mountain and Cavalier, huh?
That's right. Now, this is the story. When I came up, I was doing research on trying to get a list of all the veterans of Pembina County. I came across these photos. When the individuals were inducted out of Pembina County, they gathered in Cavalier,
somebody had the foresight to take a picture of them before they went to Fort Snelling and then from there on wherever they went. These photos have been in the museum, and I came across them when I came up Labor Day. So this time when I came up now, I brought my scanner, and I've scanned all the photos, found a lot of people I know. For instance, my uncle, I knew when he came in. I found my dad when he went in, and when he went in, he was 29 years old. He left behind a six-year-old son, Magnus, my brother, a five-year-old son, Oren, my brother, and me, one-year-old. So now that I have these pictures scanned, I will be able to, and once I get all the names, I'll be able to put it on a database in the museum. I've talked to the curator there. Put it on a database in the museum for other people to search, find their photos. These photos have not been seen for years and years and years, so it's something that I found I had to do. So that's my story.
I'm glad you're doing it, and that's an important contribution, no question about it, in your case, in a particular area that's near and dear to you, but I know folks do that everywhere, and that is so very important. So thanks so much for calling today and talking about your vet story and also informing us a little bit about efforts underway to preserve that history. You think how many World War II vets we lose every single day in this country. It's an alarming number. I mean, they are among our most precious resource, and, they're a stoic bunch. I've met many family members of World War II vets who said never a word was said about, you can't pull it out of them. And so the key is now to try and preserve that history and know those lessons. So thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. Great story. Bonnie and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 with your shout-out for vets. Give us a call today. Bonnie, go ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Bonnie. Thank you for joining
us. All right. Just want to thank you for your shout-out to the Vietnam vets. My brother Wayne is a Vietnam vet, and he's in a fight for his life right now, fighting the disease that they have from the Agent Orange. They have diabetes, lung disease, all kinds of their systems are failing.
Where is your brother Wayne from, Bonnie?
Bismarck.
In Bismarck, okay. And his name, Wayne, what's the last name?
Eats.
Say again?
Wayne Cease, he was a Sea Wolf in the Navy, and his particular squadron flew air cover for the PT boats and did rescue missions. Sorry.
Well, thank you for, number one, honoring him by calling today so we have his name and also letting us know that he's got a health battle going on right now so we can include him in our prayers for sure.
Yes, and a lot of them are in the same situation. He just lost his best buddy, too, to the same thing. So.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah, that is tough, without question. Bonnie, thank you for calling. We're going to add Wayne to our prayers and root for him, and thank him so much for his service. I mean, the freedoms we take for granted every single day because of folks like Wayne protecting us, allowing us to continue to live in the greatest country on this earth, are impossible to put into words. The least we can do is take Veterans Day and say thanks. In some way. I have an email from a listener who wants to share a story about her father, Oscar Bird, who served in the Army in World War II. He was wounded at Anzio Beach. Is that how you say it in Italy? Anzio Beach's platoon had marched inland about 2 miles. He carried the radio pack on his back. They stopped at a farmhouse to regroup in headquarters. My dad sat in the doorway to rest. Another soldier took the radio and slipped upstairs to make a call. The Germans picked up the signal, bombed the farmhouse. Dad was the only one out of his platoon to survive. He was wounded in the back of his head, his arm, chest, and leg. Other soldiers came along, checked for wounded, left my dad for dead. 2 hours later, they came back. He was still alive, so they brought him in. Dad never talked about his experiences, never complained about his wounds. He passed away in 2002. Took his memories to the grave with him, but he loved his country. I'm proud of my dad and the sacrifices he made. Wow. Thanks for that email, and God bless Oscar Bird for his service. We appreciate it. Who's next? Looks like Kellen in Minot. Am I saying that right?
That's correct, yes.
Thanks for calling today. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and shout out a thanks to all the veterans. and tell a little story about my dad. He was a World War II veteran. Yeah, he was a World War II veteran, and he served in Patton's 3rd Armored. He was 288 days of straight combat. He hauled ammunition, was shot out of his half-track. His buddy died, and dad survived it with a shot in the butt.
Now that must have been a subject of a couple of yucks when he's retelling that story, huh?
Yeah, it was. You know, I said it the butt, but you know how that works, you know. But no, just my dad passed away last November or December, 94 years old.
Oh my gosh, was it hard to get him to tell those stories?
He started telling it to my son, his grandson, and. Then he started talking to me a little bit more about it.
Fantastic. Glad you called, Kellen. Shout out to your dad. What was your dad's name?
Pete.
All right. Thanks, Kellen, for sharing that story. One of our Facebook listeners, Scott, says, my favorite vet is Dr. Rudy Skogerbo, who practiced medicine in Carlstead, Minnesota for years and served this country in the Army during World War II. Kitson County and the surrounding area was very fortunate to have a dedicated Christian serving the people of northern Minnesota. He raised two excellent sons, two daughters who are serving the public with his work ethic. When growing up, my father, who practiced optometry in Hallock, would often comment on how dedicated Rudy was in his practice and to our country. Thank you to his son, Mark, for carrying on the message that your father held so dearly. I graduated the same year as your brother Mark did. Played basketball against him. We'll have to ask Neil how that worked out. Shout out to one of our cohorts here, Mark the Freedom Board, who has a show on two of the radio stations of the five that are part of the What's on Your Mind radio network. And a shout out to a patriot doctor and a veteran, Dr. Rudy Skogerbo. We love those stories, folks. Keep them coming. Fred and Wing is going to tell us a story in just a bit. Mark and Grand Forks wants to weigh in as well. Here's another two from Daryl. Said, my dad and four of his brothers all served in one branch or another in the military at the same time. Five brothers in the military from one family at the same time in 1957. Thanks, Dad and Uncle's four-year service. How about that? Incredible. You can join us by emailing your stories, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call us or you can go on Facebook. When we come back, we're going to chat with Charles Krauthammers about his book, Things That Matter, and then we'll wrap up our Veterans Day salute straight ahead. Don't go away, friends.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenburst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's Veterans Day, and we are honored to be able to give a good chunk of our program to salute veterans on the program. We'll be returning to that in just a bit. As I mentioned, Fred and Wing is waiting in the wings, no pun intended. Mark and Grand Forks, we'll get to you and appreciate you calling. We also have a great guest to join the program today who's written a fabulous book called Things That Matter. You know, I kind of thought, that's appropriate that we're talking about a book entitled Things That Matter on Veterans Day, because a lot of veterans thought things mattered in the greatest country on the face of the earth and fought and died for those freedoms. Our guest is the winner of a Pulitzer Prize, syndicated columnist, political commentator, and physician, syndicated to 400 newspapers worldwide, nightly panelist on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer, weekly panelist on Inside Washington on PBS, former member of the President's Council on Bioethics, and a current member of Chess Journalist of America, one of those things that matter to him. Charles Krauthammer is with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Charles?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Charles and I sat next to each other at the funeral of Tony Snow. I'll never forget that moment, because Tony was a dear friend of both of us and left this earth much too soon. But one of those times when you just reflect on a life and all the things that he contributed, and do so with folks like mine. And that was an honor to be near you at that very difficult day.
Very sad, I remember.
It was,
thank you,
yes.
That perennial question, why the good die young.
No kidding. Well, you know what I've enjoyed, as much as I've appreciated your book, I've enjoyed the coverage of it. I got to tell you, the Brett Baer special on Fox News Channel was just extraordinary, to really get to know you better. Obviously, watch you on Fox News Channel, read your columns, and appreciate your work so much. I've never shouted at the TV more to say, right on, than I have to anybody, to your commentary. But, boy, the coverage about the book has been wonderful, and that Fox special was just fantastic.
It really was. As you can imagine, I was a bit apprehensive. It's the only time I've ever sort of gone into my past terribly much. I talk about some of it in the book, but that was quite unusual. And I'm very glad I did it, because Brett Baer did an unbelievable job in putting it all together, putting the story together, and doing it with some subtlety and restraint. It was quite a revelation. I'm glad I did it with him. And I'll tell you, I'm never doing it again. That was it, but I'm glad I did it that one time, and he was the one to do it with.
The book is called Things That Matter, and if you had to, as we sit here today on Veterans Day, in the middle of a very difficult time politically in this country, and when a lot of folks see a country that they know and love sort of slipping through their fingers, what do you think, at least for Charles Krauthammer, belongs tops on that list of things that matter?
Well, you know, one of the themes of the book is this kind of paradox about politics. And this is, it's a collection of my columns since 1980, columns and essays. But it starts with a long introduction, 5,000 words, that's original, and that's pretty autobiographical. And I try to explain, I had originally wanted to do a collection just of non-political articles, all the things that give me delight and make me wonder and puzzle. I write about I write about Hallie's comment. I write about the innocence of dogs and the cunning of cats, especially the cunning of cats. I write about space. I write about the baseball, chess, all a lot of quirky things. And that's sort of what I wanted to do, kind of cultural pastiche, the stuff that's sort of about life and manners and fashions and follies. But then it occurred to me that I really couldn't do that. And it's for the same reason, and I explained this in the intro, that I left a life as a doctor to become a writer. And that's because I've always had this sense that in the end, while all the things that I really love, all the things that are beautiful and elegant, science and poetry and music and sport, all these things are really the highest achievements of men and women. In the end, they're subordinate to politics. And that's because if you don't get the politics right, everything else disappears. You can have the most developed and highly advanced culture, and you get the politics wrong, and it all gets swept away. That's Germany 1933, China during the Cultural Revolution. Or, for example, Scott, just think of North Korea today. Imagine if we didn't have the luck to be Americans and were born there. This is a land where the crazy politics, the Stalinist dictatorship, has turned the population into slaves and the land into utter desolation. So that's the reason I moved in my life from one vocation to another. And it's the reason that the book is mostly about what you and most folks know me about, my political writing, my columns, my essays, the kind of stuff you hear me say, talk about on TV. So it talks about the beautiful, the cultural, the sort of elegant stuff that amuses me and delights me, and perhaps other readers would get that same delight from reading it. But the bulk of the book is about politics. And basically, it's the politics, the history of the last 33 years. I started my journalism career on the day Ronald Reagan was sworn in. So we've got the 80s, the 90s, the age of post 9/11 terror, and then the age of Obama. It's all in there.
You talk about Germany, 1933. You talk about China at a crossroads, or North Korea. A lot of people we talk to every day that see America in that level of a battle. Is that too extreme?
Well, I think it is too extreme. You know, they say American politics is fought between the 40-yard lines. And what they mean that European politics is fought end zone to end zone. They have true communist parties. They have true fascist parties. We don't. We have two basically coalition parties. One is center-right, one is center-left, and we don't have these extremes. So I think what Obama's done, the reason we've had such agitation in the country, I think it's been healthy, by the way. I think the Tea Party, the rise of the Tea Party, which of course came about as a resistance to the liberal overreach of Obama, I think it's a very healthy thing for the country and for conservatism. But I think the reason Obama's so interesting and has stirred up so much political activity, debate, and even rancor, I would say, is that he's tried to push the ball to the 30-yard line. You know, he's gone a little bit beyond sort of the mainstream of American liberalism. He's not a Carter. He's far more radical than Carter. But he's not like, you know, the European socialist who'll take you all the way to the end zone. But I think that kind of stretch from the 40 to the 30 is a big deal in our politics. Historically, we really haven't had that since the New Deal with Franklin Roosevelt. And that's what I think has made the time exciting politically. Now, some people are pessimistic and they think it's the end of the world. I've always been optimistic about America, so I don't share that. I think it's been a great time for great debate and for great ideas to be in the arena.
One of those ideas that have dominated our headlines over the last 3 years or so has been Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. And interesting to see, as we take a snapshot of the political picture today of what that debate has brought. Do you see, you know, what's happening, be it with the website, be it with the broken promise, and now the apology of this being a fatal blow to any designs that President Obama had for a second term of grandiose things?
Yes, I think, you know, this could be the worst second term in, you know, in memory. I can't think of any was worse. They all sort of fall off the last 2 years. even Reagan did with Iran-Contra. But this could be catastrophic because not only is he not getting anything new, think of his second inaugural address. He wanted universal preschool. He wanted a whole new global warming initiative. He wanted, you know, more redistribution. This guy's got tremendous ideological ambition. Not only is he not going to get any of that, and I mean none of that, because of the House of Representatives and the stalwart opposition of Republicans and conservatives, but he could actually be presiding over the undoing of his only major achievement in his whole damn presidency, and that is Obamacare. I don't think it is a certainty it unravels, but I think it is a likelihood that it unravels, in which case this would be the collapse of his entire presidency, let alone the second term. I mean, if Obamacare doesn't work, if it's insolvent, if it causes this incredible resentment from the millions of people who've been lied to about keeping their plans and now are going to pay twice the premium with twice the deductible and say, why the hell do I need lactation services? I can tell you, Scott, that I certainly don't. I don't want that in my plan. So they feel betrayed by this. I think this could be historic in a sort of undoing the whole Obama, and I would even say the liberal agenda. This could set back liberalism for decades.
Is the lie the linchpin? You're one of America's most respected thought leaders, and you've written about this recently, Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Channel. It seems though the debate over whether or not it was a lie has sort of gone mainstream. To say, hey, look, you flat out said, like your doctor, keep it, like your health plan, keep it, and now is having to tap dance and do quasi-apologies. Is that the linchpin that brings the deck of cards down for Obamacare?
Well, it's interesting how you bring up O'Reilly because he and I debated this on his show about 3 weeks ago. He was inclined to say that it was a mistake on his part. He didn't read the bill, and he didn't quite understand it. At the time, I said I can't be certain that he knew it wasn't true. But my inclination was to believe that he did know, and it was a deliberate deception. But we were both speculating. I think the verdict is in on this. There's no more speculation. I've seen the tape of the meeting he had in 2010 with a bunch of congressmen from the other side. I think they met at Blair House. It was a many-hour open meeting on camera. I remember seeing it originally. I didn't remember the part where Eric Cantor says, hey, the way this thing is structured, I think he quotes the CBO saying 8 or 9 million people or who knows how many are going to get tossed off their plan. And Obama responds, remember, this is 2010. Obama responds, no, they're just going to be pushed into a better plan that the CBO says will give them more benefits or something. I mean, something to that effect. But this tape clearly shows what I had suspected, which is that Obama
knew. Yeah, and that's...
And if you know, then
Charles,
the deception is, in fact, a lie.
Charles Krauthammer, the book is Things That Matter. We could talk forever, but we only have a half a minute left, so I have to ask you, since most of our listeners are in North Dakota and you're a great fan of baseball, what's North Dakota's greatest contribution to baseball, you think? Give me one name.
You know, I know a lot of trivia. But I'm drawing a blank on that one. You got to help
Roger
me out.
Maris. I'll give you a freebie today. Roger Maris.
Huh?
How about that?
Roger
right
Maris.
Right up there.
Yes,
thank you, Charles. Appreciate it very much.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It is Veterans Day. What a day to celebrate freedom. Last chance to give a shout-out to veterans on What's on Your Mind. And Fred and Wing, you've been waiting a while to do it. I'm glad you did. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How you doing, Fred?
Doing all right. I was able to spot some deer here while I was waiting on the phone, and Mr. Krauthammer was very interesting. He talked about that elitism that seems to be growing in this country with our large corporations and our large and the government getting bigger all the time and taking over health care, and that's kind of the way it happened in Nazi Germany. And we had to send over boys from North Dakota, and that's what I want to talk about. My father-in-law and his brother-in-law both were serving on the D-Day invasion. And he was a radio man, Reuben, my wife's father. And they walked on bodies, or they wouldn't have made it through the water. Got to the shore, and he put out the radio communications in the front lines and ahead of the rest of the troops, and they got captured. Taken to this same area as a prisoner of war from the Nazis, and there spent the rest of the war starving him to death. They starved him to death. he pulled his teeth out one at a time and put them on the shelf and counted them as he starved. He started to lose organ function in his body from the starvation at the prisoner of war camp. He was adjacent to the area where they destroyed and killed the Jewish people. And when they had to go out and do forced labor under the Nazi regime, they would walk across a trough where the blood of the slaughtered people would flow. And they knew what was going on, of course, and they knew that their days were terrible. They were living in a terrible situation. Sometimes the burning of the Jewish people and some of the Christian people of Germany, they were being burned and the ashes would fall on top of their heads while they were working. And the war wore down and some of the Nazi prison guards decided that they would desert in the prison walls and the prison fences were guarded less and less every day because we were getting closer, the Allies were getting closer. And so they decided to escape, 15, 16 of them, and seven of them made it. Some of them got shot. They made it into the countryside of Germany, came to a farmhouse, and about four of the guys, the lady was baking some fresh buns. And some of the guys took them and ate them, too much of them. And they cramped up and passed away and died right in front of my father-in-law's eyes. He ate just a little bit and knew better. And they wouldn't listen. They were so hungry. He was picked up by the Allies and he came back. And he fought for a way of life. And he came back here and that's all he wanted to do was just live that way of life. He was a rancher out in Elmont, North Dakota. And I married his daughter, and we got three grandsons, and we're out hunting deer and farming because of him. He came back, and he had these children after he came back. So it was really quite the deal.
Incredible. What was your father-in-law's name, Fred?
His name was Reuben Olson. He's from Elmont, North Dakota.
Has he passed away?
He's gone. He's been gone for quite a few years already, but he left these stories behind, and You know, when Charles Krauthammer said that we're probably only, we always fight between the 240-yard lines, that's a pretty good analogy. But I'm afraid that there might not be another Veterans Day to celebrate in this country. And I think it's going to go all the way to the 10-yard line. Maybe not because of the political issues, but because of the debt and all the other things that we have in this country. But I just wanted to get that story out to people. And when I hear these, white supremacists say that it never happened, well, they're just lying, just like a lot of lies that got told in the press and are getting told today all over the world about things. They changed a lot of things in our country. They changed a lot of things about the foundations of this country, and they put it in the press, and I'm just kind of glad that we got somebody like you guys that would search after the truth. And Mr. Krauthammer seems to be doing that, too, and I salute both of you and him.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for sharing the story of your father-in-law. Great story. Incredible. Less than a minute left, but I want to get Mark and Grand Forks, who have been waiting a while in here. Got a favorite story about a vet you can tell us quickly, Mark?
Yeah, my uncle was in Vietnam. I was too young. I was raised in a family that wasn't very political, but now that I get older and I see what I think are clearly communist policies like Obamacare, I really come to understand and know just what kind of sacrifice my uncle made and all the Vietnam vets made fighting communism. And I really believe we as have a duty as citizens, us who are civilians and not veterans or active duty, that we have a duty to stand up against these communist policies, which are most clearly demonstrated by the fact that now the communist government of China
stand up for freedom. Good idea. Stand up for freedom. I'm sorry we don't have more time, Mark, but I appreciate the shout-out to your uncle. Find a vet's event where you live. Abuse, they're everywhere, folks, today. Take a moment to thank a vet. I'll be in Butte, North Dakota tonight. Potluck supper at 7 at the American Legion Post in Butte. And the program starts at 7. Looking forward to it. Vets, we'll see you there. Steve's back tomorrow with us. God bless you one and all. Happy Veterans Day. Thank a vet. Take the time to step out of the box a little bit today. And thank them for protecting and defending the greatest country on the face of the earth. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rate, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.